WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. Of our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21. It's our monthly segment with the Stanford High School student newspaper, the online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH News Center Time 7:51. Thursday mornings at this time, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Second Thursday of the month. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well.
All right. Let's first of all get an update on the legislative session. What's the latest?
Well, you know, we're moving ahead with hearings. I have to tell you, we're in a pretty intense time right now in terms of hearings. I don't think the public should be overly worried about the legislative agenda. We are moving ahead, but the hearings are going on. I tell you, it's probably only going to hit me for about a month, but we're going through days of about, 10 to 11 hours to 9 hours of Zoom meetings with public hearings and testimony. So it's a pretty lively session. It's keeping me overly occupied, I'd say.
Okay, what are any progress or things to report, any legislation or things that are happening in committees you're on?
Well, there was one issue about, again, the never-ending saga of beach access. So I testified in that one. I think there's a mistaken view on Greenwich, given the size of the population. I mean, we sit with a town of about 60,000. I think we have about 4,000 parking spots at our beach at Todd's Point. And, the Greenwich Point, and there's an access, there may be at the margin an access issue, but frankly, there's an access issue for Greenwich residents who, support this with their tax dollars. So if we're going to try to figure out any kind of equitable access, I think we've done that with providing beach passes. If there is an issue with how the beach passes are provided, et cetera, I think there's a question about how many spaces we open up to non-residents versus residents, and then how do we make sure that that is just Connecticut and not New York? So I testified in that hearing to try to defend the interests both of our town and of the interests of Connecticut to make sure that we've got a fair and equitable policy. So I think, I made the point pretty forcefully there. Again, the other issues that are hitting us, the potential for a capital gains and a real estate tax. I was with the governor yesterday in our retired men's association did the introduction, and he was pretty declarative on that. He is not in favor and will veto any bill that comes forward with an additional either tax on property statewide and or an additional capital gains tax. He said in no uncertain terms that he'd veto them, and I was happy to see he and I are lined up on those positions.
Okay. Anything new to report on 830G and zoning there?
There was a hearing the other day. I testified in the hearing. The 830G, it's going to be a tough slog for us. With the rise in rental prices, the developers are seeing, dollar signs in their eyes. It provides an opportunity for them to go to basically run through local zoning laws to build. Now, the law is 30 years old, and it's been challenged a number of times, and it's held up against those attempts to challenge it. It was modified 4 or 5 years ago. The modifications expire, I think, a year from now. So there's a problem about whether or not we're going to be able, in this short session, to do anything. I did testify in the hearing on 830G, requesting a study to see whether 830G is actually achieving what its stated goal is, which is to build affordable housing. And I'm not sure if that's going to get raised by that committee in the form of holding hearings and researching on 830G. If not, we'll be back at it next session.
Okay, and another update would be on the possibility of loosening up remote learning for schools. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I was fortunate. I spoke with Tony Jones, our superintendent, who I think is doing an incredible job, bearing through both the pandemic and the issues with the Central Middle School, et cetera, now, and the issues on remote learning. And so I signed up to testify. I spoke for a couple of minutes about two issues. One was on including Asian studies, Asian Pacific Islander studies in our coursework, given the horrific attacks that are going on and the problems there are going on in the country on that. And on remote learning, I surrendered my time to Tony Jones to speak, the superintendent. She was incredibly pointed and eloquent in her speech. Essentially, remote learning works in particularly in certain parts of the state better than others. And what I suggested, what Tony and I came up with as a strategy, was to suggest that we work on an alternative of increasing potentially 1 or 2 days the snow days and giving us the alternative at the community base to do either, 7 days of snow days and or 7 days of remote learning. As we saw in the last snow day, which about 2 weeks ago, we were planning on opening at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think we were delayed till 10 and then ultimately decided not to open because of the weather conditions. Now, eloquently, I'd spoken with some of the teachers, and I was left with the impression that you could have 20 or 30% substitute teachers, given that a lot of them are out-of-towners. And I think that giving us the opportunity to go remote versus a snow day, we might end up with actually a more robust learning process on those days. So I'm all in favor of trying to create the alternative of the remote day versus a snow day, and I think Tony was pretty eloquent on that. And I know they are taking it under consideration. I think they've heard the our concerns and from various parts of the state, and I hope we'll be able to build that flexibility into the educational process.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, as always, great to talk to you this morning, and we'll talk again next month. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Tony. Take care.
Next week, we'll speak with State Senator Ryan Fazio, WGCH, Two Center Time, 7:58.